You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
You see the Michigan spread?
Yeah.
They go to Iowa, minus 10.5. That's tempting, isn't it?
No.
The home Hawkeyes, 10.5?
I want nothing to do with it.
No, but come on. J.J. McCarthy, who's supposed to take them to the next level, was a lot of checkdowns, was very antsy, didn't want to pull the trigger.
He missed three or four deep shots, too.
And Maryland, not the same as Iowa. Iowa's defense, they got All-Americans, they got corners, they like to take the ball away and turn it into points.
Two defensive touchdowns against Rutgers.
Right, and I believe they've scored more than 30 points on defense and special teams. That feels like a team that could take advantage of a young quarterback on the road in his toughest test. Mike, I think it's his toughest test until they play Ohio State. For him personally, the secondary they're going to face on the road is the toughest test he will face until Ohio State. I get it. They can't score any points, which is maybe why you're making that face at me. But it feels like at 10.5, it's in play to take Iowa.
The problem I come back to with Iowa, again, right? Everything you say is true. I mean, you're on it, dude, and you're researched, and you know I respect your opinion, but, like, I'm going to come back to this again. Iowa put up 277 total yards against Rutgers.
Yeah.
277. They were 1 of 9 on third down. They needed 2 defensive touchdowns to get this thing done. Look, this game to me is radioactive. Okay. If you like Iowa, you may as well sit tight, because I think it's going to continue to go up.
13.5, 14.5.
I don't think it'll ever cross 14, but if you want it, I'd wait. And look, do I think Iowa can hang for a while? Yes. I'm not overly impressed with U of M. I'm not. I think they're good, but how far does that go? I don't know. I need to see him play Penn State. I need to see him play Ohio State. The Big Ten's terrible. People don't want to admit it in the Midwest. Big Ten's garbage. I mean, there's 4 ranked teams. That's it. And honestly, do we know how good Minnesota is? I mean, played nobody and then gutted a MSU team that's in free fall. Okay, kudos. We'll throw you in the top 25. When I look at Iowa, yeah, they might hang in for a while, play the field position game. But the reality is, if you have an offense that can't do anything, you know what Michigan's going to do to you? They're going to wear your ass out.
Well, yeah, that's
they'll
the thing.
They'll wear you out, play your game, back you into a corner. They get the short field. I could see Michigan going out and winning a 23-10 game and just – it wasn't even that close.
I mean, listen, they can do what they did against Maryland, which is realize
have the opening kickoff bounce off a guy's ball sack and go right into their arms.
No, but I mean, like, okay, just run the ball. Just run the ball. Blake Corum's great. We can overpower our opponent, and it could turn into the Big Ten title game from a year ago where you don't even need a special quarterback. You just overpower Iowa. Just a stat on the Hawkeyes. Number 1 in the nation in scoring defense, giving up 5 points a game. 3rd in pass efficiency, 4th in red zone defense, 6th in total defense, fewest penalty yards per game. That's the kind of defense you don't want a young quarterback to go on the road and face.
Everything you say is true. I'm going to say one thing, and some people will get it, and some people won't, and I don't care. If this game were at night, I have a whole different opinion.
Sure.
Kinnick Stadium at night, totally different. I'm 99% sure I'm staying out of this thing.
Okay.
But I get what you're saying, but when this number crossed the key line of 10, it's telling me that the people who fire some very big cannons are not afraid of this, and they're going right after it.
You know what it feels like, too? It feels like if my record was 9 games over 500, as opposed to 9 games under in college, you feel a little more confident coming out and making the play. So, I don't know. I want to see where the line moves by the end of the week.
I think it'll move in your favor.
Okay.
I think if you like Iowa...
I'm not saying I like Iowa.
No, I'm just saying.
I think it's interesting.
If you like Michigan, you probably need to go get it now. Okay. If you like Iowa, you may as well wait till kickoff, 11:59 with a turkey sandwich in your lap and just bet the damn game. 2 more real quick. Is Kansas good?
I tried telling you that. I whispered it a couple weeks ago.
Okay, you whispered whatever you want. Iowa State, off a loss to Baylor, now goes on the road to Lawrence, Kansas. Kansas beat Duke. Iowa State's laying 3.5.
So Kansas at home plus more than a field goal.
You explain that. No. Jalen, I'll tell you this right now, too. Jalen Daniels, for the time being, he should be in conversation for the Heisman Trophy. That doesn't mean he's going to be there at the end. Doesn't mean he'll be there in 3 weeks. But if you watch Kansas play, which, who am I kidding? You're listening to this podcast. The answer is no. I am, though. Dude, Jalen Daniels, it's shades of, for my people over the age of 30 or 35, shades of Pat White. Old school Rich Rod, West Virginia. Jalen Daniels is a one-man band, and, I mean, he is electric at quarterback. But why is Iowa State favored by 3.5 there? Just be careful, people. Kansas is this honeymoon thing. They're the story. It's fun. Oh, look, they've got a Big Bird on their helmet. Like, be careful. Be careful here. This idea that Kansas, oh, I get more than a field goal at home with the better team. Be careful. Here's the game for me. I'm going to have to be held back from betting this one. We told you about Oregon State last week. We told you about Washington State. There's these lines, home dogs, 5.5, 6.5. Oklahoma is not Oklahoma. All right, they're not. I told you before the year, I didn't like them at all this season. Kansas State does what they seem to always do. By the way, who body snatched Adrian Martinez? Martinez went to Manhattan, Kansas, and became the Adrian Martinez that he was supposed to be at Nebraska. That quarterback draw on 3rd and 13 or whatever it was, we were all sitting watching the games together, and I just blurted out. I go, what is this, fucking Madden? It's like he hit a turbo. Like somebody was holding down the trigger on Adrian Martinez, and all of a sudden he just went beep, beep. And it was like, holy shit. Like, OU minus 6.5 at TCU? You know how I feel about the Horny Toads. You know how I feel about this. This is TCU. Come on, man. They just dropped a skillet on your ass when you played against them. Sonny Dykes is doing it. He's doing the deal down here. And my boy Duggan is playing QB. They finally got rid of this whole controversy thing. Come on. Tell me you're going to ride with me on this. Isn't this TCU?
It's a lean TCU. It's a TCU or pass right now. We'll see. You think that line moves at all?
To where? You talking, what, over 7?
Yeah.
No, I'd be...
So maybe the other way, 5.5.
Oh, I'd... You know what?
Because it stays in kind of that middle.
You know, do you know how I knew Oregon State was a dead nuts winner? When it went to 5.5.
Yeah, when it bumped down.
5.5 is Satan's number, man.
By the way, that was a good indication for us this last week. Rough start on Thursday. I was 1-1, you were 0-2. Those Pac-12 teams that we circled, starred, bowled, both of them delivered for us.
Yeah.
Now, Wazoo did it in an unconventional way. You talk about watching the game together.
That was...
Evan called it. Because we were on the wrong side at the end there.
No.
At the end. I'm not saying we bet the wrong side. I'm saying we were looking like we were going to lose at the end of that game because Washington State's up 12.
They were ahead the entire game.
Yeah, yeah. They're up 12 with 6 minutes to go, plus we're getting a 6.5. That's an automatic win. You're up 18.5 with 6 minutes to go. All of a sudden, it's the very end following... 2 touchdowns and a pick 6. We need a garbage time Hail Mary. They get it down to the 1 and score as the buzzer sounds. And Evan the whole time, he's like, they're going to get a Hail Mary here. You watch. This kid's going to throw a jump ball and they're going to make a play.
Yeah, but I just figured that was his gummies talking. I didn't think it was mired in reality. I think he felt so bad for us.
He's like, you guys can't lose this game. You were up 18.5 with 6 minutes to go. You were up the whole game. Something has to break right for you guys. Poor Evan, he's just watching us melt down.
No, because it's just one of those things. You're on the right side the whole day of it, and you're going, really? This is how it's going to go down?
Yep.
So, look, I'm going to keep an eye on the Oklahoma game. I don't think you need to do anything crazy. Remember, the line opened up at 4. It's out to 6.5. It is not going to get to 7. But I just feel like Oklahoma's whatever, man. I get it. Venables, defensive-minded coach. Dylan Gabriel, the sizzle transfer. They're just who they are, and TCU is a pain in the ass, and I'm telling you, man, I don't trust OU at all, usually at all. They haven't been great against them. I mean, what was it? They had Kent State that didn't play well, Kansas State that didn't play well. Now they're going to take this thing on the road against the TCU team. TCU was my surprise pick in the Big 12. Keep your eye on it. So, look, did we miss anything? Is there anything else out here we need to do?
No, I think this is good.
Good? Done? Nothing on Rutgers, Ohio State? You interested in 41 points there?
College episode on Thursday, NFL episode on Friday.
You got it. Cash the ticket. And guys, the review's tremendous. And what I will try to do, I ran into a couple people this weekend, one of whom, firefighter, great guy I know, and he goes, can you do me a solid? He goes, can you just do a three-leg parlay? Just throw something out there. He goes, I don't bet singles, and I'm not, I know you guys aren't going to do the whole five-star, four-star, three-star. No, because we're not scumbags. So we need to start doing three-team parlays.
We need to mix in some parlays. It's been called a blind spot. We wanted to when the show started. We got to get back to it.
It'll be called the Firehouse Parlay Delight. We'll do whatever needs to happen. But let's add that in for Thursday.
We should.
All right. Download, subscribe, rate, review. It does help us. We appreciate it. You guys have been tremendous, and we will be back with you on Thursday. That's Cash the Ticket.